Hello, my name is Andy Miller, and I'm the president of Wesley Biblical Seminary based in Ridgeland, Mississippi. We are developing trusted leaders for faithful churches, and we do that based in the authority of Scripture and in the reality that Christians can be transformed. We do that also through bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. We'd love for you to learn more about Wesley Biblical Seminary at wbs.edu, where we're developing trusted leaders for faithful churches.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Monday morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. Hope you had a great weekend. Wanted to read to you from a familiar verse. We return to it often. 2 Timothy chapter 3 in verse 13, "But evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived." Is there anything worse in terms of how it makes you feel when someone deceives you and you find out this person was playing me all along? They were feeding me lies, making me believe one thing when they knew the real story was another thing. They're deceiving and being deceived. Well, that's what the Bible says is going to happen in the last days, as we see evil men, as we see imposters, those who present themselves as one thing, but they're really something else. And why do they do that? They do that to deceive. That's how the devil works. He disguises himself as an angel of light. He tries to make you think what he's telling you is good, but it's actually a lie. And he comes only, John 10:10, to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's why he lies. That's why he deceives. Because if he told you what he's really planning to do, you would never go for it. If he had told Eve in the garden in Genesis 3 the real story, "Eve, I want you to eat of this fruit because I want you to disobey God, because I want to wreck the world through you and Adam. I want to destroy. I want to steal. I want to damn your kids to hell forever." If he had said that to her, well, she would have run away. "This guy is awful. God, protect me. God, save me." She would have ran to her husband and hid behind him. But he doesn't ever do that. He disguises himself as something good, not something bad. Now, many of us have seen the iconic movie, The Wizard of Oz. Maybe the younger generation is not as familiar with The Wizard of Oz, but my generation was definitely familiar with it. It was produced way back when, 1939 when it came out with Judy Garland. And, this fanciful fantasy movie, and, you know, the story, she gets taken in a tornado and plopped down, her house in Kansas, plopped down in this place called Oz, this land with munchkins flying, flying monkeys and wizards and witches, good witches, bad witches, all that stuff. Well, she's told to go to the Wizard of Oz. If you go to the Wizard of Oz, the all great and powerful Oz, he can take you back to Kansas. You can go back home. And so she meets the three guys, the Scarecrow, and he didn't have a brain, so he was going to the wizard for a brain, and the lion was a coward, so he was going for courage, and the Tin Man didn't have a heart, so he was going for a heart. So all three of those guys joined Dorothy, and she had her little dog Toto, and they go to see the wizard. Well, the wizard is very scary, and they go the first time, and he gives them this assignment that seems, you know, like, no way can we do this, but they do it. And then they come back, and he doesn't want to see them, and Toto figures out, the little dog figures out, that there's a curtain and there's a man behind the curtain. And when they pull back, Toto pulls back the curtain. He grabs the edge of it and he pulls it back. And they see that the Wizard of Oz is just this guy. The great and powerful Oz is really just a man who's not so great and not so powerful. In fact, he's a total deceiver. And Dorothy says to him, "You are a very bad man. You know, you're very bad if you're purposely deceiving someone." Now, 2 Timothy 3:13, evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving. They know what they're doing. They're deceiving, purposely deceiving, and being deceived. Some people are the masterminds that are deceiving, and others are just those who are deceived. Now, what does all this lead us to? I saw a post today on X that was so revealing. You know, we have been told that, you know, people are very disenchanted with Donald Trump and the situation that is happening in our government. And Bill Maher had some conservative on his program, and he said, "You know, you didn't sign up for this. Are you having buyer's remorse like the rest of them are having buyer's remorse?" They're wanting us to believe that everybody is souring on Trump and Elon Musk and Doge and what Trump is doing and how he is defying the Constitution, and you know, we stand against the oligarchy and it's billionaires controlling everything, all that stuff. So they, you know, Bernie Sanders has teamed up with AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, to do these rallies. And they're saying, "Hey, we're having 30,000 people at these rallies. This is grassroots. This just shows you how America is fed up." As we said last week, "I'm mad too, Eddie," the little statement from Eddie Chiles from years ago. "Yeah, I'm mad too, Eddie, and I'm not going to take it anymore. This is wrong what they're doing to our country. They're destroying our country. How dare they dismantle USAID, that wonderful organization?" And now they're going after the teachers, National Association of Teachers, or the Education Department. This is just wrong. So grassroots, all these people are coming. So I ran across this. It says GPS data exposes astroturfing at Denver Bernie AOC rally. That massive Bernie Sanders and AOC rally in Denver, was it really massive? Turns out it wasn't as grassroots as advertised. Despite claims of 34,000 attendees, GPS data analysis reveals the real number was closer to 20,000. Still big, but not record-breaking. More revealing, a whopping 84% of those devices had shown up at 9 or more other protests, including Antifa, BLM events, pro-Hamas and pro-Palestinian demonstrations, and Kamala Harris campaign stops. Over 30% had attended 20 or more. Data analysts say the crowd was anything but organic. The majority were tied to activist networks like Disruption Project, Indivisible, Democratic Socialists of America, Rise and Resist, and Troublemakers. What a name for a group, Troublemakers. All reportedly funded by Act Blue and some receiving backing via USAID. Optics over authenticity. The playbook hasn't changed, just the targets. So says this post. Well, when you understand it that way, you see behind the curtain, all these people are being paid, or I say all of them, 84% of them. Take out 84% of the 20,000 people there, and you don't have very many people. When you have all these protesters at Tesla dealerships, how many of those people are paid? What does that say about your movement when you're having to pay people to get involved? Well, they don't care. All they care about is the money. Yeah, sure, if you pay me enough money, I'll go and I'll hold up your sign and I'll chant and I'll jeer and I'll do all the things and that you want me to do. I'll go to the town halls that the Republicans are doing. And if you pay me enough money, I'll be disruptive. I'll get myself thrown out. And we'll present the facade that America is fed up and they're not going to have any more of this. It's just sickening. I posted on my Facebook page, I said, this GPS data is very revealing. When you have to pay people to come to your show, you don't have much of a show. When you're paying them to come to your rally and come to your rhetoric, you don't have much of a rally, and you obviously don't have much rhetoric. You don't have anything to, there's no substance there. It's all smoke and mirrors, just like it was with the Wizard of Oz. It was smoke, and it was mirrors, and it was, it wasn't real. And so that's what we're seeing in the party of tolerance and inclusion and love and joy. It's just more and more hate and more lies and more deceptions. I'll give you a good example, something that is just mind-blowing but just speaks volumes about what's going on today, is the attack on Tesla. They hate Elon Musk. And they're trying to get to, trying to destroy that guy. You know, it's kind of a toss-up. Who does the left hate more, Donald Trump or Elon Musk? And Musk seems to be more in their target line these days. And so how are you going to get it at Elon Musk? Well, let's get at his product. We can't destroy his rockets from SpaceX, so let's destroy his cars. Let's, anytime you see a Tesla car, key it. As we're seeing more and more videos of people keying Teslas. I saw a video of this one lady keying a truck. She thought it was a Tesla. It was a Rivian. And sorry. I think she put a little sticky note. Sorry, I thought you were a Tesla. She didn't really do that, but you get the point. And these people are, they're called useful idiots. That was a phrase that was supposedly coined by Vladimir Lenin. A useful idiot. It describes Western sympathizers or intellectuals who unwittingly advance communist causes without fully grasping the agenda they are serving. They are useful idiots. And the people that you hire to protest, it's just useful idiots. The higher-ups don't give a rip about those people. We just use them and discard them because they're just idiots that will do our bidding. Well, you know, there's been one, only one. I researched this again today just to make sure over the weekend if anybody had come forth, but there's been one Democrat lawmaker, Ro Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A, if I'm pronouncing his name right, a Democrat in California, who's come out against the attacks on Tesla. He says, there is zero tolerance for acts of vandalism against Tesla. All Democrats should condemn it. Well, I would think so. I mean, if we were doing stuff like that on the right, you know, they like to say, well, you guys, January 6th, look what the Republicans did. Yeah, whatever they did on January 6th was wrong. And you will surely condemn it. And those people were arrested. And those people were put in prison and put in prison for 2 years. I interviewed one of the guys that was put in prison for 2 years. He was pardoned by President Trump. And people are like, you know, up in arms. How dare he pardon those people? Well, okay. I mean, how long should they be in prison? I mean, for the rest of their lives for doing what they did? There's lots of evidence they were provoked for that, but even so, there's no justification for what they did. And so they were arrested, they were charged, and many of them did hard time, and then they were let go. That's kind of how that system works. Anyway, but those on the right say, yeah, that's wrong. We condemn that. How strange that those on the left don't do that. Jasmine Crockett, who's a rising star on the left, Congresswoman. She said this, all I want to see happen on my birthday, which is March 29th, in case you want to get her a gift, is for Elon Musk to be taken down. Wow, that's all you want on your birthday? And what does that mean? You want him taken down? You want him murdered? I don't think they'd be upset if Elon Musk got murdered. We know that Tim Walz, the failed vice president, you know, guy that ran with Kamala Harris and failed in his attempt, he says he gets a little boost every time he sees Tesla stock go down. They just hate Elon Musk that much. They hate President Trump that much. They just want to see the country go down, because anything that will hurt the Trump administration, they rejoice over that. It's sick, it's twisted, and people need to open their eyes and see behind the curtain. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and we're talking about deception and hypocrisy and seeing behind the curtain. We're up against a break, but we'll be right back. Don't go away.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. Hey, let me tell you about Activate Summit. You've probably heard on American Family Radio about Activate Summit 2025. It is coming up soon, June 12th through the 14th at Cadence Bank Conference Center in Tupelo, Mississippi. Debbie and I were part of this a couple of years ago. Got to speak at this great event. So it is wonderful for the whole family. Activate Kids programs for ages 6 through 12. And there's special pricing that ends on Friday, April 18th. So you can get your tickets now. Go to AFR.net or activate.afa.net/summit. I know that's a lot, but I think if you just go to afr.net, you can find it. But it's the Activate Summit 2025, Biblical Bedrocks, Building on the Authority of Scripture. It's a great conference for the whole family. So I encourage you to check it out. The cost is $75 for ages 13 and up, and $50 for ages 6 through 12, free for children under 5. All right, we're talking about seeing behind the curtain. We're talking about hypocrisy, and evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Don't you hate it when you are deceived? There's nothing quite like that betrayal. Now, we see that in marriages where a spouse is having an affair and deceiving her or his spouse, and when the realization comes, you've been lying to me this whole time. There's just this deep wound there when you know this person has been lying to you. Well, I contend that the leaders in the Democrat Party are lying. Somebody is the deceiver, and others are the deceived. But somebody knows that this is all contrived. They know that these rallies are all paid protesters, paid actors going to these rallies, acting like, yeah, rah, 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 we're so excited, paid agitators. And it's just sickening. It's so contrary to decency and to common sense and to the American way that, you know, we love America. You know, give you an example. So they're having these AOC Bernie Sanders rallies, and 84% of the people are paid and brought in, and they come to all these rallies, just ship them in like they did for Kamala Harris's presidential campaign rallies, versus Donald Trump, who made his way to the NCAA wrestling championships in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Philly is a blue city, but he comes in and people start chanting USA, USA, and they cheer for him, and they're excited that he's there, and the wrestlers are excited that he's there. That's the real picture of what is going on in America. People don't have buyer's remorse. Trump is doing everything that he said that he was going to do. That's why people voted for him. We want to expose the graft and fraud and waste and abuse and corruption in government. We want that. I can't fathom how somebody wouldn't want that. You want to audit the books, and you want to make sure that you're not wasting money. And as Elon Musk said when he was on Ted Cruz's podcast, what's the percentage of corruption versus just ineptitude and waste? He said about 80-20. 80% is just waste, and ineptitude, and you just don't know what you're doing type thing with the money. And 20%, he said it's hard to calculate completely, but about 20%, if he just had to put raw figures to it, you know, just ballpark figures to it, about 20% is fraud. And so those are people that are cheating the system. They know they're cheating the system. And for all of it, 100% of it, we need to find out what's going on, and we need to stop it and cut off the money supply going to the fraudsters. Well, getting back to the situation with Tesla, because I think Tesla is a good visualization of the difference between the left and the right. Now, on CNN, which is a liberal show, they have a political commentator who's been very critical of Donald Trump. That's fine. That's his right. Sir Michael Singleton. This is what he had to say about Tim Walz and what Tim Walz said and got a lot of cheers for it, about how he downloaded that stock app, and he just, when he needs a little boost during his day, he looks and sees how far down Tesla stock has fallen, and you know, he's 225 and dropping, he said with glee in his voice. Just sickening. This is Sir Michael Singleton's commentary on that.
Look, Tim Walz is a complete moron to me. I have to be very honest, and I'm not surprised why the American people did not choose him. Nothing against the vice president. With that said, Elon Musk employs 80,000+ Americans. Most of them are working class people. The implications of the stock, let's say this were to continue on for another year, so I'm just throwing out a hypothetical. Will the company at some point have to decrease its workplace? Most of those people, I would imagine, probably vote for Democrats, at least some of them. So now you're impacting people who likely share your worldview because you disagree with Elon Musk. Don't buy the car. Just like those guys were saying, let's protest Anheuser-Busch, et cetera. We're just not going to buy their beer. I'm okay with that. But destroying public property, there is no place for that. I agree with Kevin. Lock them up and set an example that this is not what we're going to tolerate in this country.
Yeah, that's the big difference. Somebody said, okay, you got mad at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, for having a transgender person promoting their beer. Well, we didn't blow up Budweiser trucks. I say we. People on the right didn't do that. They didn't attack grocery stores that sold Bud Light. They just said, well, we're not going to buy it anymore. And Bud Light took it on the chin, as they should have. That was stupid. They should have immediately come out and just said, hey, we were totally wrong. You know, we fall upon the mercy of the American public. But they didn't do that. That would have gone over a lot better, but they didn't do it. They just trying to weather the storm. I think they've lost, a significant, I'm wanting to say 25%, but it's a significant market share because of that colossal blunder. I don't know what those people were thinking, but who in a boardroom thought that was a good idea? You got to look around and say, who buys our product? Not the LGBTQIA+ community. That's not our target. If we have everybody else go away and we just have those folks buying our product, then we're good. No, it's the cowboys and the good old boys and many people like that were buying their product. You're going to alienate your consumer. I mean, it's just stupid. It doesn't make any sense at all. Well, talking about pulling away the curtain, some have said, well, how is this resonating with the younger voter, with the Gen Z voters? You know, the Gen Z voters, I think I looked this up. Gen Z goes from about age 13 to 28. That's that Gen Z era, depending on those dates of birth. But those people in the Gen Z category, young teenagers to about 28 years old. And this was an interview that was done on Fox with a Gen Z influencer named Bo Loudon, and they were asking him about what does the Gen Z community, these 13 to 18 year olds or 13 to 28 year olds, what do they see with the political situation? Are they deceived or are they seeing through the rhetoric?
After their embarrassing election losses, Democrats are searching for answers. Progressives Bernie Sanders and AOC Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez hoping their large rallies will help push their party further to the left. Meantime, President Trump had his own raucous reception this weekend when he showed up at the NCAA Wrestling Championships in Deep Blue, Philly. Conservative Gen Z influencer Bo Loudon joins the program once again. Bo, great to have you back. Which side is resonating more with young Americans and why, Democrat or Republican?
You know, I think Gen Z is completely resonating with the Conservative Party. I think the things that AOC and Bernie Sanders are trying to do, it's just one big train wreck, you know. Yeah, Bernie Sanders saying no one on the Democratic Party really supports illegal immigration. Well, I think you should talk to AOC a little bit more about that, because we know where she stands. And then you have them putting all these rallies together, lying about the numbers, and then even the people that do attend, they're just the same 20,000 supporters that go to all their other events. And a lot of them are paid, they're bussed in, you know, it's one big train wreck, and Gen Z's not falling for it.
48% of voters under 30 say they approve of the job President Trump is doing. Then on the other side, you have your Sanders and your AOC pushing this concept of oligarchy and that the Democrats need to fight Trump at every turn. Is that the message that Gen Zers want to hear?
You know, I don't think it is. I don't think Gen Z wants to sit here and have liberals tell us that we need to be fueled with more hate and we need to be angry all the time and we need to have hate in our heart. You have the Conservative Party, who supports President Trump, telling us, hey, let's love the other side. Let's get some real action done. Let's make America great again. You know, we've become the party of love, the Conservative Party. It hasn't been that way. You have the traditional Democrats like JFK or even RFK, who's now on our side. You know, when they were going around doing their campaigns, they were saying, you know, they were getting all the hippies behind them and they were the party of love. But now the roles have completely switched, and Gen Z's just, we're not about hate. We don't want to just hate people.
It's not just you that's saying this. Even those on the left are starting to say it. New York Times writer says Dems are getting destroyed and losing young people like you. Listen to this.
If you look at this chart among white men who were 75 years old, supported Kamala Harris at a significantly higher rate than white men who are 20 years old.
Young people have gone from being the most progressive generation since the baby boomers, and maybe in some ways more so, to becoming potentially the most conservative generation that we've experienced, maybe in 50 to 60 years.
So that was an interview talking about Gen Zers. How do they view all this stuff? And obviously, they're seeing through the rhetoric. They have Toto pulling back the curtain, saying, well, this is the Wizard of Oz. It's not this guy on the screen. It's not what they're presenting. It's this guy. And as Dorothy said, you are a very bad man. So I get criticized because, why are you talking about this? I'll have people on Facebook. Why are you talking about this stuff? It's so polarizing. You're just creating and fomenting unrest. And by exposing these things, you know, I don't understand that, because I want to shine the light on the truth and to bring things into the light. And so people need to know, and for those on the left, as I've said this many, many times, those people are not our enemies. Radical Islam, as awful as it is, Hamas, as awful as it is, those people caught up in that demonic ideology, they're not our enemies. We don't wish them death and hell. We know that that's coming for those who attack the fabric of what God has put together, but we don't wish that for them. You know, as Paul said in one of his letters, hey, we want them to escape the clutches of the enemy. We want them to come to their senses so that they could see the light of the glory of the gospel of Christ. And if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. We don't want any to perish, and Jesus doesn't want any to perish. So we don't wish ill will on them. We wish that the light of truth would come upon them. But You know, I'm reminded of an old story that Calvin Miller told at seminary once. He was talking about how some people don't want to know the truth. He was talking about an old Bedouin. He's in his tent. He's out on the desert floor, or, you know, out in the open, as you see Bedouins in Israel and other places. He's out there, and he's in his tent, and he has a lantern, and he picks up a date to eat a date. And the date has a worm in it. And so he puts it over to the side, picks up another date to have, you know, this meal before he goes to sleep. That date has a worm in it. So he picks up a third date. The third date has a worm in it. And so what does he do? Shockingly, he blows out his lantern and sits in the dark and eats his dates. He doesn't want to know about the worms in the dates. I'm better off. Ignorance is bliss. And so that's the way many, many people are. And they get so mad when you expose what is going on. Now, in our country, in the political world, you know, you're dealing with people. And so right or left, people are going to make mistakes. People are going to blow it. People are going to say things that end up not being true. Now, sometimes that's a lie. You know, if you know something is not true and you present it as truth, well, that's a lie. That is being deceptive. If you believe something to be true that's not true, that's not a lie. That's that you were deceived and you were passing on the deception. But on both sides, you're going to have people that say things wrong, do things wrong. But those who knowingly do it versus those who good-heartedly do it, not knowing it's wrong, there's a big, big difference. And it seems to me that one side wants to have law and order. One side wants to make America great again and a land of opportunity, the land of the free and the home of the brave for every single American. And one side wants identity politics and wants a two-tier justice system. And they decry an oligarchy, but that's what they want, is an oligarchy and socialism where the government controls everything. It's a sick mess, and we need to see through the rhetoric, the smoke, and the mirrors. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give me a call, and let's talk. Because of the generous donations provided from listeners just like you, Preborn has rescued over 330,000 babies. But every day, the abortion industry is taking thousands of babies' lives. We have to save them. So please donate your best gift to save more babies at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here, and we've been talking about what's behind the curtain. When you pull the curtain back, what do you really see? Is what you're being told coming from the left, is that really the case? Are people really frustrated and upset with those who voted for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance? Are they upset with what's going on? Did we get a bait and switch? Did Trump say he was going to do X and is really doing Y? I would say no. Now, they try and tell you that everybody is upset that voted for Trump because we didn't want to see the Department of Education gutted. We didn't want to see USAID gutted. We're doing great work. And our government bureaucracy is the best in the world. And those people are so altruistic, and they just are servants. And who believes that? I mean, come on. People are people. And when you give people power that's unchecked, like the bureaucrats have, as Elon Musk has said, this isn't save the democracy. We're not saving our democracy, as you hear the cry from the left. It's they're trying to save the bureaucracy, and the bureaucracy is rotten. all the red tape. It takes forever to do anything, and they don't never do anything. And you spend billions of dollars, and you get nothing for it. That's what you get with bureaucracy. And so Trump is cutting through all of that stuff. He said he was going to do it. He said he was going to use Elon Musk to do it. And together, those guys are doing that, along with J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio and the others that are, strategic players in the administration. But I say, hey, more power to you. They're doing a great job. And I'm not in the least bit suffering from buyer's remorse. It's sickening to see what we are seeing from the left. They have no answers. All they have is just Nazi, hater, Hitler, all those things. And as the Gen Z influencer Bo Loudon said, we're sick of that. Okay, we've heard that. We've heard that. He's a Nazi. He's Hitler. He's the Antichrist. He's blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay. What else do you have? Name calling alone doesn't seem to win the argument. And, you attack the man. Ad hominem is an attack on the man. That means I don't have anything to bring to the issue, to the argument about the issue, so I'm just going to attack the man. And that's what we see. Well, Jesus had a lot to say about hypocrisy. Matthew chapter 23, I'm going to read some of these verses. That's why the Pharisees and the religious leaders hated Jesus, because he pulled back the curtain and he showed the people how these folks in positions of power in the religion of Judaism were rotten to the core. But woe to you, he said, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. A hypocrite was a play actor. A hypocrite was a person who wore masks and, I can play this person, I can play that person, I can play another person. They're not genuine. They're hypocrites. Because you shut off the kingdom of heaven from people, for you do not enter in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense you make long prayers. Therefore, you will receive greater condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you travel around on sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say whoever swears by the temple, that is nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple is obligated. You fools and blind men, which is more important, the gold or the temple that sanctified the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, that is nothing, but whoever swears by the offering on it, he is obligated. You blind men, which is more important, the offering or the altar that sanctifies the offering? And he goes on. Seven woes to the scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites. Well, you can imagine that wasn't their favorite sermon. They weren't clamoring to get a copy of that transcript. They hated Jesus because he exposed them. Men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds are evil. Jesus said in John 7:7 to his brothers, "The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify against it that its deeds are evil." And he exposed the hypocrisy. And we need to be doing that as Christians. We need to speak the truth in love, but expose the hypocrisy, because people need to have their eyes opened. They are being deceived by what they're hearing on mainstream media and what they're hearing much of the time from those on the left who speak for the left. And they're presenting a case that is not true. It's smoke and mirrors. So we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. And we have Chris on the line from Texas. Chris, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yes, good morning. I live in Texas. And as a Trump supporter, I did hear that they were going to be doing a Tesla protest at a Tesla dealership in Plano, Texas, at Parker and 75. So some of my friends and I went, and it was very interesting. They had many different signs, anywhere from Elon is a four-letter word and Elon must go. And there was a gentleman there who was with us. He's on YouTube, and he recorded some of them and posted it. And one lady had a sign that said, "Fight oligarchy." So this gentleman walked up and said, "Are you against oligarchy?" And she said, absolutely. And he said, oh, what about George Soros? And she says, I don't have a comment. Who are you? And he said, I'm a private contributor to YouTube. And I don't have my hearing aids. And it's kind of, I don't have my hearing aids in. And it's kind of windy. And he walked to another person. And another guy, a couple was standing there with their arms around each other. And he said, hey, you know, why are you here today? And they go, talk to the organizers about it. So some of them don't even know why they're there.
Right.
Another one was a girl holding a sign. And she said, you know, that this is criminal what they're doing. And Elon doesn't have the right to do this. And he said, well, what rights? You know, to take the ability of doing things to departments. And the gentleman responded, well, what about the Department of Energy? And they're doing things with raising taxes on gas. And she didn't have much of a comment for that. But his name was Mike's Liberty Talks on YouTube. Huh. And I don't think that, I think a lot of them are just paid and showing up, and they have no idea what they're defending.
Right.
Even on their, they're telling people to go. We're tanking, they're trying to say they're going to tank his stock prices, and they're stopping Elon Musk. You will save lives and protect our democracy. What lives is he hurting?
Right.
It's the oligarchies he's hurting, and they don't realize it.
Right. Yeah, Elon Musk is exposing the waste and fraud and abuse. He's exposing the fact that bureaucrats are running things and they're accountable to no one. And, you know, as it is, you trace the money and follow the money, you see that Act Blue is hiring a lot of these people. And where does Act Blue get its funding? Well, I think, although this hasn't been 100% substantiated, the assertion is they're getting their money from USAID because it's all a scam and it's all a fraud. And you give money to USAID, they give it to this NGO. This NGO is giving it out to whomever they deem worthy. And it's a rotten system and it needs to be shut down. And so I appreciate you calling in, Chris, with that, because that's exactly what is happening. You have all these protesters, and then the useful idiots come in, these people that are keying Teslas and you know, doing these terrible things and, you know, lighting them on fire and all that stuff. It's like, well, good grief. But they got energized by what they're hearing on CNN and MSNBC and what Chuck Schumer is telling them and what Jasmine Crockett is telling them. Don't listen to those people. You know, we need to be discerning. And whether you're on the left or on the right, you know, don't judge according to appearance sake, Jesus said, but judge with righteous judgment. Do your homework on things. Hey, I've been duped by stuff. You got to really be careful when you see something posted on social media, whether that's true or not. And just because it's posted by mainstream media, that doesn't mean it's true either. And so they were, you know, as we've heard numerous times, Russia, 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 about President Trump. Well, that was all a lie. And I think it was one of the commentators for CNN was asked one day on a street corner about the Russia, 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 and he said, "Well, it's a nothing burger." But they kept promoting it during Trump's first presidency because anything to ding Trump, and you know, if you repeat a lie long enough and loud enough, people start to believe it, and then you can move on to other lies. And so that's what we're seeing take place on the left. It's sickening. It's disgusting. People need to wake up and see we are being lied to, and they need to reject the lies. So I appreciate it, Chris. Thank you for calling in. We have Dennis on the line from Missouri. Dennis, welcome to Real Truth for Today. Dennis, are you there?
Yeah, I had to change my hearing aid battery. It went dead all of a sudden. Pastor Shreve, thank you for your program and for all that you do. I love listening to you.
Thank you.
It's a blessing to me every day. I get to hear you. I sometimes miss you. I was in the military for a career. One of the places I was stationed was Egypt. And while I was there, I met a guy from AID. And this is back in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s. And I was talking to him one day down at the embassy, and I asked him about the AID money and how much we give to Egypt and all that. And his comment was, you don't want to know. And that told me a lot. He said, you just don't want to know how it's all, you got to pay this and pay that and grease these hands and grease those. And by the time it's all done, very little of it gets to the where it's intended. So it's a mess.
Right.
It's a bad mess all the way around. And but thank you for all that you do. I appreciate that. I'm a Trump supporter, and I'm in my 70s. I can't drive anymore, and I can't go to church. But I appreciate having my Christian radio and being able to listen to folks like you. So thank you for all you do. Bless you and bless your family and bless your ministry. Have a great day.
Hey, thank you, Dennis, so much. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your encouragement. And thanks for calling in and sharing that. Yeah, you know, you can hide behind, oh, we do these good things, and your money is being used for these good things. And it's like, yeah, for every dollar that we give you, you're putting 5 cents into these quote-unquote good things, and you're using the 95 cents for other things that you're not telling us about. Because no one would support the 95 cents going to the other things. And so it's, you know, it's just like a 501c3, like our ministry. We have to report on a 990. You know, how much do people make? How much is of what you're taking in? How much is going to do what you are all about doing? You know, if you have... you know, every dollar taken in, you have it, well, it supports our, you know, our employees, and it supports our this and that and the other, and very little goes. I remember I think it was Feed the Children that they did a report on, and, you know, all these commercials for, you know, you give and we're going to feed the children. Well, most of it stayed to pay their salaries and building costs and things. Very little of it was going to feed the children. All they could hide behind the fact that, well, we're giving this money to the children. And that's one of the things in the Southern Baptist Convention that they started years ago was the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. And Lottie Moon, Charlotte Moon, was a missionary to China. And so she was a great missionary, and so they named this after her. But at Christmas time, you know, we tell our churches, hey, this Lottie Moon Christmas offering, it helps world missions around the globe, and it bypasses any red tape, any bureaucracy. 100% of it is going to go to the people in the field that are doing the work. And it's not going to the overseers in corporate office that are overseeing the work. So it goes straight into the mission field. People like that. They like to know, hey, my money is really making a difference, and it's not being gobbled up. And hey, listen, everybody, you're always going to have a certain amount of money that is needed for the machine to keep going, and for oversight, and for the expenses associated with that. You know, you give to the church, you give to the Lord's work. Well, what does that do? That pays the ministers, that pays the light bill, that pays for building maintenance and all those things. So those are necessary to keep the ministry going. Well, thanks for listening. We're out of time. Dennis, I appreciate you, my friend. We're out of time for Real Truth for today, but I appreciate you tuning in. And if this program would be helpful to a friend, encourage them to go to AFR.net. You can listen to all the programs there on the network. AFR.net is all the podcasts are there. And go out today, as we always like to end the program with those two words, shine and share. Shine for Christ. That's how you live. And share. Open your mouth. Tell people what great things the Lord has done for you, and how He had mercy on you. And the God who saved you wants to save others. And His arms are open wide. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.